Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Excited to welcome back to our program today, Michael Marquardt. If the name sounds familiar, of course, he is a bad think. We actually had him on the program last year when he was actually talking about his project, Sleep. He's now out with a new project called Don't Forget Us, a really powerful project. And one of the singles you'll be hearing on our show is called Save Us All. We want to talk to Michael not only about the journey to be able to do the music that he loves, but also what it's been like for him to hear from all of you as well. Well, Michael, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was telling you before we went live here, I was excited to be able to have you back on with us because I really enjoyed our last conversation, and I always enjoy the messages of your music. Even the single we'll be listening to a little bit later, Save Us All, Michael, from the new project, is a really powerful one. I mean, what has it been like for you, Michael, to hear from your audience about the new music? Hello, Michael, can you hear us? Okay, we seem to have lost our connection with Michael. We're going to try to get that fixed. Sometimes this happens with live radio, of course. What we're going to do, since I did allude to that single, here is the single Save Us All from Michael's new project. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
Oh,
gave us a call from, of course, the new project by A Bad Thing called Don't Forget About Us. We're talking with Michael Marcourt today, not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that in the new project. Michael, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can now. Yep.
Okay. Well, Michael, you know, as I was saying to you before we actually heard the song, you know, it must be great for you to hear the response already to the new album from your fans. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way they're enjoying the new singles?
Well, you know, when people like your music, it kind of makes you feel like you're doing something right, and
right.
It's you know, it's just nice to be appreciated. That's, you know, that's all I can say. It's humbling.
Yeah, yeah. And it definitely, you're doing this definitely because of the love that you have for it. Michael, I went back and listened to our previous conversation, and even in that, you could tell the passion, you know, for making music when it came to the project like Sleep. Do you think that is one of the reasons why you've been able to have the longevity you've had, is because you really do love what you're doing?
You know, it's what I do. You know, I can't be a car salesman or a lawyer or something. I'm a musician and I make music, and it seems to be getting better all the time. So, you know, I just keep going forward. If it wasn't getting better, you know, if I thought the quality of the songs were going down, and if I didn't have anything to say, I would just kind of hang it up. But, you know, I don't know why I keep getting the inspiration and, you know, keep striving on, but I do.
Right. And the great thing about you, though, Michael, is, you know, especially with the A Bad Think projects, you've been really able to not only to hold the attention of the fans that have been with you, but also to pick up new fans. I think because of the way that your music is resonating with people and they're listening to it. And I remember after you were on last time with us, I had people that would hit me up online and say, who was that, you know, that you had on? So they were able then to go in to find out more information about you after listening to the single On and On. I mean, has that also been one of the gifts, that you have been able to, you know, make music not only that you love, but also are appealing to, you know, a large range of listeners?
Yeah, I don't follow any kind of format, so I just create what I want to create. I don't have somebody telling me what to do, and it seems to be striking a note. The Sleep album got nominated for a Grammy last year, so it's nice to know that somebody's listening out there. But I don't know what to say. I'm just glad to be able to do what I do, and and have people appreciate it.
Yeah, and they definitely do appreciate it. For those who are just tuning in, listening to Conversations Live, Michael Marcourt, of course, or of A Bad Think is our guest today. We're talking to him, of course, not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to be able to do the music that he loves. And as you mentioned, of course, the Grammy nomination, Michael. There are also, of course, with this album, I mean, you're involved in every aspect of it, you know, being able to write what you want to write, then, of course, to be able, you know, to record what you want to record. I think that, again, is the voice that we're able to hear, you know, through the music, through the words. I mean, do you find that you are continually inspired by life, Michael, that life itself is one of the things that keeps giving you material?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes it's I'm kind of my own therapist. So if I'm kind of giving myself, you know, advice through, you know, some of the songs that, you know, if I wanted to find out why I'm sad or why I'm happy, you know, it's almost like a dual personality thing where I'm kind of my own therapist, so I kind of answer my own questions in a lot of the music.
Yeah, that itself has to be great as well. You know, I think, too,
or
the
psychotic.
Other thing that you're... Well, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything, Michael, because I do the same thing. I mean, I'm just glad that I'm in good company. I'm okay with that. But I think it's one of those things that us creatives, I think that's just one of the things that we have to deal with for sure. You know, I think, too, with this project that we are hearing from today, especially with a single like we did today, Save Us All, from Don't Forget Us, I think the title itself says so much. I think that is the thing. I mean, I know that you, from our last conversation, I remember you're saying, you know, that it's not so much about a agenda, so to speak, when you're writing and sharing. But do you think at least it shows the connection that we have as human beings in a project like this?
Yeah, it's kind of, Don't Forget Us is kind of an ironic statement because, everything and everyone is going to be forgotten, you know, 1,000 years from now. So it's right. It's like, don't forget us. Well, everything is going to be forgotten, you know, if you look far enough into the future. So it's kind of a frustrating and ironic statement, I guess I'm saying.
Right. Exactly. And I think that is it. And I think, too, you know, when it comes to music, the other thing I think is so interesting, even about the single that we heard here, Save Us All, is that people are looking for something that's real, Michael. And you're one of those artists that deliver that. I mean, that has to feel good to know that you have people that say that you give them music that they can feel, that they can get something from and also enjoy. I mean, you know, for yourself, though, as a creative that loves to create, as you were saying earlier, do you find that, too, to have other artists appreciating your work is another compliment to the work that you're doing?
Absolutely. That's kind of the biggest compliment of all, to be, you know, respected by your peers and you know, those guys that sit and do the same thing I do every day, day in and day out. That's that means a lot to me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know it has to mean a lot for them, too, I mean, to know that there are artists like you that are showing them what is possible. You know, what do you think has been the key for you, Michael? Because, I mean, as far as when we talk about longevity, when we talk about staying power in the industry that you're in, I mean, you know, what do you think has been the key to the success, to why you have been able to make it when so many people have not?
Being true to the music, that's the most important thing, because if you can't be true to yourself, you know, people are very perceptive. When if you're trying to be insincere or fake, you know, that comes through in music very clearly. So if you're not really true to your own music, it doesn't have that believable vibe to it. You know, it sounds fake.
Right.
So I think that's one thing I have going, because everything is straight from the heart, and there's no BS in anything that I'm doing, at least not that I'm aware of. But
yeah, and I think we hear that in the EP, songs like Who We Are, and even, you know, we of course talked a little bit about Save Us All, but also I think, you know, songs like, you know, Say What You Don't, It's Strange. I mean, there is, I think, you know, the love of the music and, the, you know, the love of the craft that comes through, and I think that is it. To be able to tell a story, I mean, in itself is a gift, and I think it's definitely something that you've been able to do.
And the whole process is really very therapeutic for me, you know, taking the songs from, you know, a simple couple of chords and a little melody to the all the way to the end, to the finished mastered product. It's almost like, you know, nurturing a young infant that's, you know, you feed it and you teach it how to walk and talk and then finally send it off to college and never to see it again. And so it's the process for me is very rewarding.
Right. And it has to be great also for the listening audience as well. Again, everyone, Michael Marquardt of A Bad Think has been our guest today. We've been talking to him not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. The new project that is now available for you to get is called Don't Forget Us. It's available, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com, as well as, of course, through iTunes. The single you guys heard here is Save Us All. So you all, of course, can be able to support that as well. Look, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about the music videos. I mean, what that's been like. You seem to have a lot of fun doing those, Michael. I mean, is that just like another layer of the creative process for you?
It is, and the guy that directs it is Derek Bort, who's a movie director and a close friend of mine, and it's really fun for him and I to kind of make these things, and I really love doing it. He does such a great job on the videos that it really, you know, it makes it fun to do. So it's I really look forward to. Doing these videos with him, he's extremely talented guy.
Yeah. So how can our listeners stay connected with you, Michael, and find out what's coming up next for A Bad Think?
Well, you can go to abadthink.com, and everything is there. All the videos are there. There's all the music is there you can get if you like. They're all uncompressed, high-res audio files, and there's pictures and blog, all that kind of stuff. You can kind of get it all there, and then you can go to, like you said, Amazon and iTunes and Spotify, Pandora, all that. We're kind of everywhere, so we're pretty easy to find.
Exactly. Definitely easy to find. And the great thing about that, as you said, you are everywhere. And that's the great thing about it. Michael, thank you so much again for the time today. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you so much, Cyrus, and so am I.
All right. And again, everyone, Michael Marquardt has been our guest of A Bad Think. Make sure you guys do go to the website, as he mentioned, abadthink.com. And then, of course, as he said, you can find everything there, including how to stay connected with him through social media. We actually have tagged the links for his Facebook and Twitter pages. We've done that on our pages. I'll tell you that here in a moment. So definitely make sure you all are supporting the new project as well. As I said, the album is called Don't Forget Us. The single you guys heard here is called Save Us All. All of those are available wherever you buy your music digitally. And if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Michael, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.